Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had the talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Previously on 5 Week Countdown. Whitney, you are in an isolated room, alone.
Oh, I get it. This is one of those prank shows, huh? You guys are recording me and waiting to see my reaction?
This isn't a game, Whitney. At least not for you. The clock on the wall across from you, that's 50,103 minutes until the room fills with gas and you die.
Nothing on the wall.
And?
I'm in one corner, near the toilet, chained to part of the floor with a handcuff on my left wrist. There's a combination lock on the cuffs. 6 numbers. A code of some sort or a date? What could that be? Fuck.
...40,320 minutes remain. As we go over the past week of Whitney's discoveries, I'm reminded of a Friedrich Nietzsche quote. One should die proudly when it is no longer possible to live proudly. What do you think? Is Whitney living proudly?
Audio Media presents 5 Week Countdown.
What's going on, weirdos? It's Whitney Weird back again for another YouTube video. This time, Weirdo of the Month. I mean, look at this freak. Yes, another weirdo alert on today's Whitney Weird vid. Here we go with friends and fans. I am shocked by what I'm seeing here. Can we get some comments in this video?
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Like and hit that bell to never miss a notification.
Never miss a notification.
New weirdo videos every other
What's
day.
What's going on, weirdos? It's Whitney Weird back again for another...
Ugh, this YouTube video audio has been playing on repeat for hours now. Can barely think. It stops for a few minutes and then... Bam! Right back to blaring over and over and over. How am I supposed to figure anything out? You're just playing these over and over.
You're not supposed to solve it alone. The game relies on your new fans to help you. They have the clues you don't.
That is psychological torture. I barely slept for the past few days, which could be good or bad. I've had more time to look around here, but I'm... still not finding anything. I destroyed the bench. I was able to pull off that one loose leg, and I used the leg to pry off the top, thinking there was something inside or hidden around it. There wasn't. I think I just destroyed my bed.
Yes, another weirdo alert on today's Whitney Weird Vid.
And here we go again.
Friends and fans, I am shocked by what I'm seeing.
There doesn't seem to be anything else for me to do now. The toilet, the bench, the cans. That's all I have access to, and I've tried everything I can think of for this goddamn lock around my wrist. I tried every birthday I can think of. I just started scrolling through dates now, but if it's not a date, I don't know what other 6 digits I could use. My PIN is only 4 digits. My social doesn't fit. I've tried variations of the first 6 digits and the last 6. I've tried all the dates of this month, including the day I should supposedly die. I'm at a loss. That stupid table is just a little bit too far to reach if I stretch. I even tried using the table leg to extend my reach, but no luck. If I didn't have my hand, Jesus, don't even joke. But I'm running out of water here. God damn it! Last night, I had 3 cans of beans and 1 bottle of water. I know because I counted. I count every day. Count, count, count. That's it. 42,009, 42,008, 42,007, and 50 seconds. I don't know what else to count. 2 fluorescent lights on the ceiling, 15 by 20 concrete blocks make up the floor, 4 walls, 4 corners, a goddamn box over there, and a table! What is on you, table? What's on you?
What's going on, weirdos? Hey, weirdos. It's Whitney.
It's me.
Back again for YouTube.
On, weirdos. Hey, weirdos.
It's me.
It's Whitney.
It's Whitney.
It's me.
Back again for YouTube.
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 I don't get it. Kay hasn't talked in days. He's just been listening. Have you all been listening? Because I've been listening to myself over and over.
I'm disappointed in your fans, Whitney.
Kay, is it time?
It is. We only had a few dozen people actually attempt to solve the puzzle. I can see how many people are listening, and I know who messaged and who didn't.
Damn it. No. They didn't get it right. I'm going to die here.
This week, your fans were given a few different documents. A schematic of the room, a detailed report on your life up until now, and a YouTube video from your old account. I was able to pull it out of the archive, even though it was removed.
You sick fuck.
I gave them the phrase, one of these things is not like the other.
What does that even mean?
It means that in all of the details, one thing was different, and that was the solution.
Solution for what? The handcuffs?
Yes. You found the 6-digit entry last week, and I let them hear you find it.
So, you really tell them everything I do?
I don't need to tell them. They're listening to you. Hence why you need to vocalize your discoveries.
I've been trying! Please, tell me if they solved it.
We'll have to see.
I can't take this anymore! What did they say?
On the schematic of the room, pi is mentioned. 3.14. A common part of the math used during construction.
Okay.
And ironically enough, you started making YouTube videos on March 14th, 2014.
Wait, so that's the solution? Okay, okay. 0, 3, 1, 4, 1, 4. Oh! Ow! Oh! Oh, you fuck! Why did you do that?
Because it's the wrong answer, and you jumped the gun.
Then why did you... Come on!
It's my job to tell you what the audience said, not give you the right answer. I was a little lenient while you were inputting random numbers earlier, but not now. If you just follow those blindly, the handcuff will shock you.
Damn. You're going to give me all the wrong answers first. I'm not doing that every time.
Do you recall a girl named Stacy Rivas?
No. Why?
She attended high school with you. From all my research, it seems she killed herself. You were a bully in high school, were you not? A mean girl?
No. I... Maybe. It was a long time ago, and it wasn't my fault.
Wasn't it? Her parents started an anti-bullying rally in her name.
Look, I remember hearing that. Maybe I wasn't very nice to her, but I didn't bully her into it. Other people picked on her because she was...
weird.
Is that what this is about? Are you, like, a relative of hers or something, and you're trying to punish me for something she did?
No.
What was the date she killed herself? Did anyone pick up on that?
They did.
Well?
That event is not why you're here, although it definitely led you along the path.
Then why remind me about it? It wasn't all my fault.
Is it something you'd rather forget, Whitney? As I told you, everything you've done up until this point has gotten you in this position. We are all connected by the actions that we take.
So, I was shitty, and now I'm here. Great. Let's dredge up more to shame me so I can escape.
Your parents were terrible to you. You were terrible to Stacy. Stacy ended her life. That ripple is simple. 3 steps. But small ripples extend. They cascade out until they are almost invisible, but they still make an impact. You are here for the bigger picture.
And I suppose you're not going to tell me what that big picture is.
I'm not. But your fans have discovered a part of the wave. Origin, midpoint, or end is still up in the air, but this is part of it nonetheless.
Okay, so what did they find out?
As I said in the puzzle, one of these things is not like the others. Your fans were given a list of important dates from your past. However, they were all dates, all similar to one another in their format. But for those who looked deeper, another 6-digit code was present. Not a date, but a federal notice. Do you remember when you received one of those?
When my YouTube account was shut down, maybe?
Correct. That number sequence was unlike the rest. A few of your fans found it. Try 18-35-21.
Okay. 1.
For those listening, great 8, job if you pieced this together.
3.
If you missed this number, watch until the 5, end of the YouTube video I provided.
2.
And pay closer attention next time. Her life relies on it.
1.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm out of the handcuff. Oh Jesus. Thank you. I can walk around more than 5 feet. Oh, my wrist hurts. I was about to pull it out of its socket. Oh, finally. Thank you.
They did well on the first puzzle, though. There were a few red herrings, but they managed to find all of the answers. Although, it was an easier puzzle than this week's.
Not easy enough for me to remember. A federal law code? Really?
If you thought real hard, I'm sure you could have gotten it.
The door!
Did you really think I'd just leave it unlocked?
Well, I had to try. Let's see. All right, let's search and get out of here. The box in the far corner. Oh, the floor feels sticky in the middle. That's odd. And the box, it looks like some sort of locked chest. Oh, there are 7 dials on it. I'll need another set of numbers for that. The table. It's covered in newspaper clippings. A bunch of different papers. Michigan girl goes missing. Okay, we're in Michigan still, or I hope we are. Whatever it is must have to do with Michigan. It says 7-year-old Haley Nashmer never made it to school on August 9th, 2017. Okay, that's a few months after my video got taken down. And this is the same school I recorded in front of. Oh my God. Did I provoke that perv into kidnapping a kid? Holy shit. Is that it, Kay?
There are ways in which all of our actions are connected.
That's not helpful. Okay, what else do we have? After going missing for 2 weeks, Haley Nashmer returns home, scared but unharmed. Wow, that's crazy. But if she came back alive, how am I responsible for that? There's some ransom note-looking thing and... Oh my God. Scratched in the bottom of the table is a phrase. With some letters missing. Ugh, this must be the next puzzle. Is it? Right now, all I have is blank, blank, D, blank, space, from the, and another word with five letters, blank, I, blank, blank, blank. Then, to see the truth. So, it says, unknown word, from the, unknown word, to see the truth.
The mystery isn't over yet.
This is too unorganized. Too many random variables.
Oh, you have no idea.
Look, if I miss something, anything, how would I know?
You wouldn't. But I do have more thoughts from the audience for you.
Well?
Some of them suggested that you unscrew the bench leg. Honestly, a mistake on my part. It should not have been loose in the first place. But now it seems you have a metal leg, a broken bench, and a destroyed sheet with nothing inside. Others have suggested to look inside the bean cans or around the label. But as you know...
You're giving me more every few days and taking the empties, so... It's unlikely I'll have information inside that I could miss.
Very good.
Anything else?
A few of them, honestly, more than I expected, have said that it's not worth trying to solve the puzzles. That you may not be worth saving.
Are you serious? No. I can't. They have to.
A bullying record? A YouTube channel where you insult others? That is not very redeeming information.
You don't know anything about me, though. The videos, I mean, I was just trying to make it as a comedian, you know? Lowbrow comedy. I didn't mean to do anything wrong, and... The bullying, I'm not proud of it. It was a long time ago, and...
Excuses? Excuses do not mask the past.
No, you're right. Maybe I'm not a good person, but I can change. I mean, I will change. It's what this is all about, right?
If you live.
So, I have them against me, you against me. I'm screwed.
I'm not against you, Whitney. I'm impartial.
Shocking me and kidnapping me does not seem impartial.
Perhaps.
Fine, then. Maybe I can change their minds. Kay? Kay?
Very good progress this week. I must say I'm a bit surprised, but pleased. Keep up the good work, and she may make it out of here yet. You've all been provided with the same resources as our victim this week. Her description of the puzzle was less than helpful, so I've provided a picture and some food for thought at countdownpod.com. I'm also happy to announce that we have an email system in place. If you'd like the clues sent directly to you each week, sign up at the bottom of countdownpod.com. Just another way that I'm making it easy for you to save this girl. What a nice guy, that K. Good luck. Is an Audio Media original production, written and created by Vincent DiGianni, with audio editing by Eric Howell, starring Melissa Sheldon as Whitney, and me as Kay. Our good friends at Moonbase Theta Out helped bring the word of 5-Week Countdown to a new audience. So this week, check out what's going on in Moonbase Theta Out Season 2, and we'll see you in the next episode of 5-Week Countdown. Your clue is out now.
In the first season of Moonbase Theta Out, Roger Brigado Fisher sent official reports on the base shutdown. In season two, we hear another side of the same story, where things get a lot more personal.
I am not giving up, and I'm sure as hell I'm not letting you give up on me.
Crush that pop can there for me. That's what I'm talking about.
I'd love to see that calm lead do a real day's work. Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher.
I love this place. I love the feel of it. I love what I've cultivated.
You did not program me to express dishonesty.
It is my role to slowly seduce you into a little moral ambiguity.
They can take that list of new base directives and fold it until it's all corners and shove it right into their collective.
Moonbase Theta Out Season 2, with new episodes every other Sunday.
Moonbase Theta Out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.